This is Sacred Meditations. Thank you for making Sacred Meditations part of your day. Under the theme, Christ's Cradle Glows with a Heavenly Light, Johann Gerhard leads us in pondering the mystery of Jesus' incarnation. Here he continues weaving together several images of what Christmas means for us. He is the first and only begotten of his mother here on earth, who according to his divine nature is the first and only begotten of his Father in heaven. He is born poor and needy, that he might prepare the riches of heaven for us. He is born in a shabby stable, that he might lead us back to the royal palace of his Father in heaven. He is sent from heaven as the messenger of redemptive grace, because no one on earth knew its exceeding greatness. It is with good reason that he, a heavenly messenger, should bring us the tidings of those heavenly blessings that are reserved for us at his right hand above. The angelic hosts rejoice at the birth of Christ, because through the incarnation of the Son of God, they can have us poor mortals as the companions of their blessedness. This great wonder is first announced to shepherds, because as the true shepherd of souls, he had come at that time to bring back his lost sheep into his fold. The glad tidings of great joy are proclaimed to the despised and lowly, because no one can become a sharer of that joy who is not lightly esteemed in his own eyes. The Nativity is announced to those watching their flocks by night, because only those can become partakers of this great gift to man whose hearts are watchful toward God, and not those who are fast asleep in sin. And now the multitude of the heavenly host, who had so sorely grieved over the sin of our first parent, shout aloud for joy. Bringing you the treasures of Lutheran prayer through today's technology, this is sacredmeditations.org.